The following audio was recorded during a meeting of the Department of Defense. It is not suitable for children, the easily offended, or anyone with actual taste. You have been warned.
Be called the Passion of the Binks. Oh.
Bars just came up with a new drink called the Sandy. Guess what it is?
What is it?
A watered down Manhattan.
And now it's time for the Department of Offense. And the internet still hasn't shut us down, which I don't think it
what
ever
the
will.
What fuck is the internet?
That's a good question, Abe fucking Lincoln.
What does he have to do with anything?
Absolutely everything, and you know it.
That's true.
You know it's true. Abe Lincoln
He didn't
is...
kill all the vampires, that bastard.
And, not. A, I mean, wait, he saved the Black Sydney. Damn it.
Yes,
wrong guy.
Did.
Jefferson
Why
Davis for the win.
Made? I'm not going to watch it.
I don't know. Someone, my dad watched it and liked it.
Did you guys see it?
What, Lincoln?
Yeah, no, Abraham
the
Lincoln
vampires. Vampires.
Yeah, we saw it in 3 fucking D.
Oh, my God. You wasted
paid for
your
that?
Money on that shit?
Oh, it was awesome.
The book
so
was,
much
the
fun.
The book was amazing.
Was it a graphic novel?
No, it was
no,
an actual novel.
It was just
no.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sad
it.
I missed that in 3D because I could have seen him whipping a horse at somebody else.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
Throwing the axe in 3D was really fucking cool.
That was kind of cool.
It
it's been
really
done
cool.
before.
You've been done before.
Maybe.
By your mom.
No.
I don't even
no,
know what
it's
that
not
means.
True. It's impossible.
Impossible! Oh, mom sex.
No.
It's the worst thing ever.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow. All right, so today's kind of an interesting show because we are guestless today because our guest is a pussy and pussed out. That's right, that's you, Sean, if you're
he
listening.
He had drill.
Hey, just because he's serving our country doesn't mean he needs to miss out on our podcast. It's way more important than America.
Well.
American freedom suck compared to our podcast.
American.
Merca.
Yeah, no comment on that.
All right, so last week's question of the week. Was if you could frame one person for a crime, who would it be and what crime? So I think we'll start with asking the people around the table here. So, Carlos, who would you frame?
All right, I would frame the Pope.
And for what crime?
Cannibalism.
Oh, my
Wait,
goodness.
How would you frame the Pope for cannibalism?
I'm sorry, we're talking
Just
about...
out of curiosity.
They eat the body of Christ,
well, technically,
drink the blood of Christ at Mass. I mean, think about it.
Technically, all Catholics
That's
are
the
cannibals,
next step.
Then.
Well, Catholics
right.
suck.
I agree, and I am a Catholic.
Well,
I used to be, but
yeah,
fuck those
I was
guys.
Raised that way.
Go Jews!
You don't even claim that you're a Jew half the time.
That's because I'm half German, and it's an internal conflict.
Besides... Being a Jew would just make it
yes.
worse for you.
Baptist.
How would
worse.
That make it worse for me?
You'd be a first in
Jews
Daniel
won World
Baptist.
War II. They got a country out of the deal.
They lost half themselves to the gas
But
chambers.
They got a country.
That is true.
And how's that going for them right now?
Germany lost half of their country, if not more, to the Soviet Union.
Still pretty
Jews
big,
win.
Though.
Anyway, right. Kelsey, who would you frame?
I would frame PETA. We're wearing boots with the fur.
Are they wearing the apple bottom jeans as
oh,
well?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Boots with the fur.
Oh God.
Got the boot with the fur. Anyway, we don't need
That's
to hear
pretty
that.
Good.
Matthew, who would you frame?
How about let's frame Lindsay Lohan for murder so she's actually put in jail?
God,
for good.
She won't stay there though.
Way yeah, to think of
true.
A
God,
real
God, she gets
thing.
Out of everything.
Gosh.
I just thought of that right now. I couldn't think of something
That's
better.
That's all right, though.
I would frame Carlos her. For oh. Manslaughter because he's not a human, so he's a machine killing people.
Robot.
That hurts.
Terminator. It's accidental, then. Manslaughter.
Oh,
accidental my ass.
So that
I think that's bullshit.
If I'm a machine, I'm not at fault here.
That's true. Your programmer is. Who programmed you, Carlos?
Well, you're
God,
the only programmer
Was it Brennan?
In the room.
Aren't you a computer programmer?
It was Casey.
I Google things, and that's about all I do.
He gotcha. Googles and copies and pastes.
Pretty much.
That's all programmers do, right?
That's pretty much all we do, actually. All the good ones, anyway. Yeah.
So
the bad ones know what they're doing.
So best case scenario, though, I just ended up as a murder weapon.
Yes.
That's the best case
You're
scenario.
You're a gun.
I suppose.
And all those libs want to cut down the guns. Damn, liberals! I don't know what that means.
What? Let's not
Casey,
forget
you said
our...
we aren't going to be political on the show.
Yeah, quit it.
I'm not being political.
Let's
being
talk
drunk.
About the
okay.
one person that said Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, that's
way to
that's
give away
the
punchline
answer.
All right, so
it's not the punchline. It's the beginning of the joke.
Jake Beebe had the best one for this one
by far.
Yeah, he emailed me last night, like, you know, getting it on the wire. He's like, I would frame Sarah McLachlan for dog fighting. How would those commercials go?
Oh,
I don't
God,
think
it'd be
there'd
great.
Be any then.
Oh, there would.
Well, they'd have to find
they'd
a new
different.
Spokesperson.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm Sarah McLachlan. I'm here to ruin your day.
Oh, what we should have had after that was play some of those that sad
the Sarah
music.
McLachlan
yeah.
sad.
No.
Music
oh yeah, you don't got any Sarah McLachlan.
I refuse to have that shit taint my laptop.
Oh my God,
you refuse to have Rolling Stones taint your laptop, though.
Rolling Stones is not taint.
No, Rolling Stones is not taint. That's just
they're
not
at least
my taste
dick
of
or
music.
Pussy.
Wow.
Yes, no. I brought it down there.
Yes, so yes, you
okay,
did.
So
we and
starting
we're
the pro-
moving on.
We are starting the program this week on a high note, as you can tell.
I may or may not have gone to Patty Ryan's.
What did
today.
You have to eat this time?
I actually
may
had
or may
some,
not have eaten.
Well, I know I definitely ate some Irish nachos.
Oh, nice!
And they're
what
delicious.
The hell are Irish nachos?
They're chips with spicy cabbage and stuff on them. Oh, they're so and corned
and,
beef.
And by chips, it's European chips, so
oh.
steak fries.
Yeah,
steak
those fries are fucking
oh,
great.
They're fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah too.
It was so good. I have some
a lot of places don't know how to do steak fries, but those are like, they're still crispy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They're amazing.
They're really good.
Like, they're crispy around the edges, and the middle is still soft.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. But, so I had that, and then, after a couple
muddled
of-
muddled whiskey?
No, I had a 10% beer. I had some brown sugar.
Oh,
by
goodness.
Lagunitas.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a black
never
and tan like
them.
Usual. You don't like I suppose you don't like
oh,
hops,
that's
though.
Way too hoppy for me.
And then I had a 14-year-old Balvenie Caribbean cask, which they take their scotch and they age it in rum barrels.
Hmm.
Fucking delicious.
And yeah.
He's like, well, I had a quarter of a shot or more left. There wasn't much left in the bottle, so I just poured it into your glass.
You're
I don't think you would mind. Like, you're right. I didn't.
You're there every weekend. They don't mind.
They better not. I give them almost as much of my paycheck as I give Divine.
Yeah.
Between those two, I don't have any money left.
It's pretty impressive.
True. That is
just
true.
How giving you are.
I'm very giving. Support
bullshit.
Local businesses. Hey, I hate charity, but I love alcohol. If charities could sell alcohol,
oh, you're
I would
a winner.
Give
you're a winner.
Well, should we move on to the beer tasting of the day?
But my beer is still full.
Well chug it, Mister
chug,
Mister
chug,
Rosy
chug,
Cheeks.
Chug, chug,
let's
chug.
Go.
So before I chug this, I feel like I should talk about this. This is what I am drinking right now. Is my home brewed Irish Red.
It's pretty good.
It
is.
Look it's really good. It's way better than Killian's, in my opinion.
I've never been a fan of Killian's.
That's, I
looking
mean,
at you, Carlos.
All right.
Killian's is good for an entry-level good beer because it's cheap enough where you can justify it instead of buying a case of Michelob.
Exactly.
And you still get that full malty flavor.
It's true.
But this is pretty fucking good.
Like, I'm not comparing it to, like, a regular six-pack that we get around here, but...
No, yeah, I like it. I'll drink it.
It's definitely a step up above what I had been drinking before I started Killian's. What was that? Michelob Golden Light?
Oh, God, this is black like oil.
MGD.
I love it.
It probably is oil. Blah.
It could be.
Yeah, all I right, took a sip of it already. It's interesting.
Talk about it.
No, we have to announce it
cheater.
First.
Okay. Go ahead. Yemi, you have some announcement.
Well,
today's sponsor for our beer tasting is Divine Liquors,
like
as
usual.
Always. And Matt actually has some specials.
Yeah, we were hoping to do some Dragon's Milk today. Who's that one by? They were all out.
New Holland.
New Holland, okay. Yeah, they were all out of that, so I had to search around, and Miles told me to try the Sweet 16 Hebrew Chosen Beer. It's got 16 malts, 16 hops, 16% ABV, so wait till you hear later.
Yes, that's right,
happen.
16% alcohol.
You can definitely smell
beer.
The alcohol. Yeah.
It's going to be a shit
you
show, I think,
alcohol
in a while here.
Right in the smell.
Maybe
but,
next time we should maybe buy it ahead.
That's ridiculous, Carlos. Stop thinking ahead. This podcast is in the now.
But after I picked out this Hebrew drink here, Miles pointed out the Hebrew gift pack they have. It's 8 beers, and it's all different ones, and it comes with a bunch of candles in it, so you can make your own beer menorah.
After beer menorah!
And then once you take a picture of your menorah and send it online, and they can give you a prize. if you win for the
Why haven't
menorah.
We done this yet? I feel like we need to do a blind Ninja
Well,
Studios
I was
going to
buy it, but it was $30. So, but
that's okay. We still have time before it's Hanukkah.
Yes, we can do
that
it. Yeah, Hanukkah's like 2 weeks away. Well,
exactly.
2 weeks away.
So look on Facebook for the Blind Ninja Studios menorah.
Yes,
sponsored
that is coming
by Divine.
Soon. Coming soon. And it comes with your own commemorative glass, too. So
we're also going to do White Kwanzaa.
White Kwanzaa.
White Kwanzaa.
Have yes. fun with that. I'll think I'll leave that one.
Let's do Festivus, too.
So, yeah, let's try the Hebrew that Miles told us to try.
You can definitely smell the alcohol.
Yep.
I get alcohol, sweetness, and that's about it.
I like the beginning taste of it, but wait till you get that aftertaste.
Is it like jet fuel?
It's god awful.
Oh my god. Ew.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah, that's very jet fuel-y. You get a little bit of malt sweetness in the beginning, but then
the aftertaste is just, whoa.
The alcohol is overpowering.
Stressful. A little bit.
I'm a little disappointed. 16%. Well, but you can make a 16% beer and still hide the alcohol. Yeah. Or at least accentuate it in such a way that it's not overpowering. This seems like they're like, well, let's make a 16% alcohol beer because we need to.
Yeah.
Because it's our sweet 16 beer, where they use 16 malts, 16 different types of hops.
It's their 16th anniversary ale.
And you can't taste the hops at all. If you're using 16 different types of hops, it should at least be a little bit hop forward. I'm not getting any bitterness
out of this.
I'm
tasting all malt and alcohol.
I'm tasting malt and alcohol,
I will give them that. It wasn't bitter at all, but it did just taste like burnt coffee and death.
But they're using 16 types of hops. You should have a shit ton of bitterness in this.
No, it just tastes like death.
Pretty much. Well, it's
I wouldn't
a
say
poison.
It's that bad, but
yeah, I wouldn't go as
it's
far.
It's not
going to
kill you that quickly.
I could not sit down and drink a bottle of this.
No,
I shouldn't.
No fucking way. Oh God, it burns.
So are we still going to try the menorah though?
Of course we are.
Okay, good.
Because they're all right. This beer is called Jubilation. JEW. I love puns. We're doing this shit. Mm-hmm. And I love making fun of Jews. Two of my favorite things in one bottle.
You love puns.
If you guys,
you
can
are
see
a horrible person.
Kelsey's face right now is just disgust.
She agrees with me.
Just hatred right now.
You're a Jew and you like puns.
What's wrong with that?
Which one?
Well, I love Jew puns.
It's worse.
See, that's another pun.
Yes, we get it. Shut up. Carry on.
Puns are fun. I don't know why you guys hate puns so much.
Well, this beer is interesting. That is for sure.
No, it's interesting, but it's way too two-dimensional for me.
You're speaking in foreign languages,
okay,
sir.
My thing is, they had 16 different types of malt, right? That right there just it melds together and just makes this muddled malt mess, so you can't specifically taste one. If you look at a brewery like Lagunitas, mm-hmm, they use a shit ton of hops in every one of their beers, but you don't get like a muddled hop taste. You can individually taste each hop, and they blend together to make this amazing taste.
I can agree with you on that. Like, I had that brown.
We had brown sugar.
Yeah, that was.
Which is their barley wine, which comes in at 9.9% alcohol. And you can't taste the alcohol at all. You get a really nice hop flavor, and you get a nice malt background without tasting the alcohol. This is 16%, granted, which is a lot more alcohol. But I feel like you should have added more hops, get some more IBUs in there to balance out that hop or that alcohol sweetness.
Yeah, I would definitely take that brown sugar one over this one.
Yes.
Hmm. I'll take my Dr. Pepper over that.
Well, I'm guessing their other beers are a lot better because this is just limited.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they were just trying to do something different for their 60th anniversary.
One of the top 50 breweries in the world.
So wait,
well, Israel is a country.
So at what age do Jews have their bar mitzvahs? Is that 16?
When they become a man?
Isn't it 12?
Yeah,
when do you become? When do your testicles drop?
Oh,
I am a female.
You should know these things.
I do not.
I don't remember.
Neither do I.
It just happened, and I started masturbating.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's...
Thank you for sharing.
Isn't it 13? Because that's when they're a teenager.
To Google!
Oh, maybe.
And we're Googling. We need a song for this shit.
Google. We don't want something else, maybe.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
I made you out of clay.
No. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Not that.
With dreidel I shall play. Hey.
It's good. It'll get me drunk, and I'll kind of enjoy it.
It'll get you drunk right away.
No, it'll get you drunk, and it's not a bad drinking beer.
Yeah, it is.
But it really isn't. I would take this over a MGD.
I think I'd pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Wikipedia just says puberty. Oh, 13.
Just puberty.
13.
Just
puberty. Jewish boys at 13, and Jewish girls at 12.
So have your mosquito bites started coming in yet? Then you can be.
I already had mosquito bites by the age of 10. Thank you very much.
So then you could have your bat mitzvah. At that
time. You don't get a bar mitzvah if you're a chick.
It's a bat
mitzvah.
You do.
It's a bat mitzvah.
Bat mitzvah.
That's not a word.
Yeah, it is.
That's bullshit.
Google says
women don't matter.
Well,
thanks for inviting me. I'm gonna go now.
You know I'm kidding.
Isn't it nice?
Or am I?
No, I. Sometimes I really don't think you
can
are.
Can you vote still?
No, I didn't. I don't think they can.
Good. That would suck.
Well, should we move onward with our arrest sections of the week?
I suppose we could.
God, I love this song.
Thank you, GarageBand.
Yes.
Following up on a woman's harassment complaint led River Falls police to jail a 39-year-old local man for possession of marijuana and methamphetamine, plus recover a raft. A raft? Was he floating it down the river? Is he Mark fucking Twain?
Yes.
Of stolen goods.
A raft of stolen goods. How much stolen goods is a raft?
I am thinking that.
I don't know.
There's a whole list here of stuff.
No,
wait till you find out.
Yeah, they came from City Hall, the public library, and Wasson Lane addresses. Oh, and the River Falls Medical Clinic. Okay. The man was taken into custody from his South Wasson Lane address Thursday, November 22nd. He may have committed thefts at these places while working there for a cleaning company. Was it Peter?
Yes. No, Peter's not.
He's
39.
Not 39.
Damn it.
Maybe
among
next time.
How are they lengthy?
I don't know. I think you put the wrong words in there.
Probably.
Among the lengthy.
I think it's lengthy list of stolen
no,
items.
No, I copied this straight from the paper.
Oh, wait, the original.
Copyright.
Yes.
Copyright.
Plagiarism.
Programmers know how to copy and paste.
Exactly. That's all we know.
Any
how to
idiot
do.
Knows how to anyway. Copy and paste.
Especially programmers.
No, American flag. A Tree City USA flag. What the fuck that is?
The American flag and Tree City USA flag. I think those are the ones from Veterans Park I was reading in the paper.
He stole from Veterans?
There's something. I'll get the paper. You keep reading.
It's those Bonds
bastards.
Park. What are you talking about?
He stole a bicycle that may or may not have had training wheels. An oxygen tank.
Aww.
That bastard.
Wow.
A medical scope, which means what? What does that mean?
Self-colonoscopy.
Yes,
that's
right. The flags were taken from City Hall, and it was those things were taken from the clinic. It says
okay.
In the paper.
Digital cameras, a Kindle e-reader. Does not say if it was a Kindle Fire.
Wow.
Laptop computer. It could have been a Pentium 4. Then he did him a favor.
Yep.
Speakers.
Actually, do you remember
pediatric oximeter?
Casey, you remember your first laptop? You had the thing that was like 3 inches thick. He stole one of those.
Oh God, that was a P2.
Yep, that's what he stole.
A CAD microphone. What's a CAD microphone?
I don't know.
No idea.
Like, I mean, I've seen CAD computers where you know, you draw shit.
It's a microphone that you tell the computer what to draw in CAD.
And more.
Ooh. It does, and that's why he...
I want to steal the more.
Well, what could... So the laptop. He got that for the laptop. Maybe he's trying to build his next meth house where he can make meth.
With CAD.
Yes.
Yeah. No, what he's actually trying to do is build another raft with all that stuff that he just stole.
Okay.
Is he running away with Nick or Jim?
No,
I
think
man.
It's a parade raft.
That's okay, because it's his name.
It is his name.
In the book.
Or do you want us to ban it from middle schools again?
Yeah, and then we can just call him Robot Jim.
Yeah, Robot Jim.
The arrested man allegedly told police he'd... I am
get
really
that cock out of your mouth so you can speak. Please!
I can't! Goddamn, all right. The arrested man allegedly told police he'd used meth and marijuana for about a decade. Holy shit.
He was only 29, come on.
Yeah, that sounds about
right.
He
allegedly said he only stole from businesses, not from individuals, which makes sense. I mean, businesses have
more stuff.
Coverage
yes,
to take care of it.
So he had a heart there.
Yeah, he's Robin Hood.
Yeah, that's true. God. But he just gave to himself.
He was also very hungry before he was put in county jail in Ellsworth. An officer, therefore, took his money and went to fucking McDonald's. Yes, the newspaper says fucking.
No, it doesn't,
but it should. To buy him food and bring it back. Wait, where was he being held at this point?
Ellsworth.
They were bringing him to Ellsworth.
No, they were bringing him to Ellsworth. They hadn't brought him yet. And it says they brought the McDonald's back to him. So they're at his house, and the officer's like, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm going to go get some motherfucking McNuggets. You guys want some?
I think in the paper it says he's in the car.
Okay.
And, like, they go in and bring food to him.
Okay.
Sorry to ruin your fun.
God
there.
Damn it.
Would you like me to read the next one?
Sure.
Okay.
I see what you did there, jackass.
Cited a 36-year-old local man for disorderly conduct at Wasson Lane last week, Thursday evening, November 22nd. Hey, this one's on November 22nd, too. It was a busy evening.
Thanksgiving.
That's Thanksgiving.
I thought that was on the 24th. Oops.
I thought that was... Never mind.
Okay, Thursday is the 22nd.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's, so Thanksgiving, there's a lot of shit happening. Yeah,
but nobody died from turkey burner fires, and that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I was looking for some idiot to deep-fry a frozen
I was looking
turkey
for
again.
Some
and then explode?
Oh,
yep.
With it turkey shrapnel.
Absolutely.
Deep-fried turkeys taste so good.
No, they're delicious, but people don't know how to do it, and so they make them explode.
Yeah, I saw it on MythBusters or something. They were doing it. It was pretty good.
But that is some tasty shrapnel, though.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Delicious,
except
delicious
when it's embedded in your
shrapnel.
Flesh.
But anyway, last Thanksgiving last week, a 36-year-old man allegedly yelled racial slurs and threats against some black female tenants in his apartment building. One teenage girl got scared and ran inside her apartment. The man, described as intoxicated, denied being out in the hall and making slurs and threats. An officer and others witnessed the contradicted his claim.
Here's the real question. Would you admit to making those slurs?
Probably not.
Would.
You
yeah.
would, but
depends
I wouldn't.
Depends how intoxicated
like,
you were.
Why would I say that? That's right. A ridiculous thing. That person is lying.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say alcohol was involved.
he's intoxicated.
He said he was intoxicated.
Okay, then. I wasn't paying attention. I was paying attention to
Detroit Red Wings prospect landed in a Grand Rapids, Michigan jail last month for a massive booze bender in which he dressed up as a Teletubby, drove against traffic, and used a teammate's ID and blew a blood alcohol content of 0.30%. That's 0.3, not 0.03.
All right, this person deserves
Holy
an applause.
Shit.
He deserves
he
an applause.
I'd be dead.
Right?
What
last detail is particularly relevant since it's four times the legal limit and almost twice the 0.17% threshold for Michigan's new
super drunk
law.
Oh, my God.
Super drunk.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's like an achievement right there. I want that.
Right? On Xbox Live, you get super drunk.
Achievement unlocked.
And
0.3.
you pretty much doubled that.
And that penalty carries up to 180 days in jail and possible deportation.
Oh. Where are they going to deport him
to?
Wait,
Canada? Oh, wait. He is
Canadian. God.
According to a Grand Rapids police report, Shahan? All right. Was pulled over on the night of October 29th for driving a 2012 Jeep Wrangler on the wrong side of the street. Well, it is Canada. They're kind of like England. But I'm pretty sure they drive on the right-hand side of the road.
Yeah, I think
Wait,
the same as us.
Is
yeah.
he a hockey player?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Detroit Red Wings.
Not
no, are you guys paying attention to this at all?
No.
I didn't. Nope. I didn't know that was a hockey team, actually. I don't watch hockey.
Yeah.
Well, what could it have been?
I don't know.
It's not the Detroit Lions, because that's the football
team.
I'm
sorry. I thought of Red Wing, Minnesota, okay?
Tigers is the baseball team.
Wow, she's more of a man than you are.
Yep, I guess so.
Officers discovered the hockey player behind the wheel wearing a purple Tinky Winky Teletubbies costume.
Bravo to them for actually naming the Teletubbies.
Yeah, they knew which one it was.
They thought we cared enough.
Cops initially identified Shahan as fellow Detroit Red Wings player Brennan Smith before discovering that the underage driver had used his teammate's ID in order to get into the local bars. Riley's only 20. And I asked him if he had Brennan's ID so he could get into the bars. He shook his head, yes, and then stated yes, the arresting officer wrote in the report. Thank you for being on top of things, Mr. Arresting Officer. After failing sobriety task at the traffic stop, Shahan was taken into Kent County Jail where he blew a .30 and two separate breathalyzer tests. He then was sent to a local hospital as a precautionary measure due to his high level of intoxication before returning to his cell, according to Michigan law.
So, wow, that was quite the story there.
I, the best part of that was super drunk and Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Super drunk Teletubbies.
Super, well, in combination, those things are awesome. Yeah, yeah. Holy shit, we went through the entire
Like, I would want that. Song. Like, I, well, if, then, I, if I got that, I'd want, like, a sticker on my driver's license saying, super drunk.
Super drunk.
Well, then in other news, Casey, what's going on?
Congress wants to get rid of the $1 bill and switch to a $1 coin.
That. Didn't they already try this with Sacagawea?
Yeah, but they didn't get rid of the dollar bill.
So, yeah, they
but I
thought, added
wouldn't that be kind of like they,
or the Susan B. Anthony?
But it never worked.
So they switched
they
from the Susan B. Anthony to the Sacagawea. Nobody likes Sacagawea, so they switched to president.
What do you mean? She was a whore. Everyone likes Sacagawea.
Only Lewis and
Lewis
Clark.
Lewis and Clark,
did,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Because they had sex with her all the time.
But yeah. Before we had the Susan B. Anthony coins.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
guess
just
nobody
saying
liked
before
her
what?
Before Sacagawea.
We had Susan, yes.
Yeah, so.
But
like,
we got rid of Susan because she sucked. And then we got rid of Sacagawea.
So we just need
blue.
We just need a bigger whore now, right?
Yeah.
So that's
what
we went to Tom Jefferson.
Pocahontas!
We need a better
fuck black people.
We need a better harlot.
When it wasn't okay.
When it wasn't okay.
I'm okay with it because, like, the change machine at work gives dollar coins, so I'm used to having them, so they don't bother me.
No, yeah,
I'm okay with it.
The last time,
what are strippers
going
to do?
Hey, they have a coin slot. Right in the front.
All right. Here's the issue I have
that's
with this.
Terrible.
My wallet holds dollars, not coins. So
get a coin purse.
No. I'm not going to carry
a
coin purse.
I'll make you one. It'll be cute.
No. Here's the thing. All European countries have gone
like
where
be,
their lower dollar denominations are coins.
Yeah.
Like they have a 1 and a 5
euro
coin, don't they?
Well, it just sounds pretty
they?
Foreign to us because we don't do
well,
that.
Well, it's because they're fucking foreigners.
I still like what I think it's Australia did. They got rid of the penny.
And
yeah,
went straight
we
to the
should
nickel.
Do that too.
Yeah, they just like round up or down to the nearest 5 cents.
So then what dollar bill
which
do we have?
Which makes a lot of sense.
So what dollar bill are we going to have that has George Washington on it then?
They make dollar coins with George Washington's face on them.
It's not the same.
Washington. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's not
Washington.
The same.
Who cares? Sorry.
Carry on.
So apparently, if we got rid of the bill and switched to the coin, it could save us $4.4 billion over the next 30 years.
Oh my God.
Well, Americans are fucking stupid
okay.
with money, so
we could spend that in like 10 minutes.
Bills.
Right.
Well, the problem is we have a national debt in the trillions.
Yeah.
Saving us $4.4 billion over 30 years.
Not a big thing.
It's a couple million a year. Yeah. It's not going to do a whole lot for us.
No, but it'll help.
That's
not
true.
Very
it will
much.
Help. But the big thing is they're also looking at changing the metallurgy of all our current coins for the first time in 50 years.
Which is good because we do gold plating at work and the gold or the dollar coins are actually plated with a very, very minute amount of gold. Real gold. Do they really need
Whoa.
To plate our coins with
no.
real gold?
No.
I mean,
it's worth
not,
a dollar? Why does it have to have gold?
I mean, it's
on?
Not very much. Like the amount of gold on these things is like, I want to say 3 micro inches, which is like 3/10,000ths of an inch.
Basically, just enough so it doesn't rub off.
Pretty much, yeah. But so it's like not even a penny's worth of gold, but still, there's
3 micro inches.
Representative Steve Stivers, Republican from Ohio, said a penny costs more than 2 cents to make, and a nickel costs more than 11 cents to make.
That's ridiculous.
That
moving to a multi-plated steel for coins would save the government nearly $200 million a year.
Now, why would it cost
that makes
much?
A lot more sense.
Right?
But doesn't change like keep getting recycled?
It doesn't. I mean, so if you're looking at a copper penny, and it's costing 2 cents in copper for every cent.
If you made one for every year.
No, I know, but wouldn't you start collecting the pennies and then melting them down for the copper, separating the copper out from the other metals and just selling the copper?
Because copper
God,
is expensive.
God, no, that's way too much work.
Copper
for you, Carlos.
Copper actually has a pretty low melting point, but copper is also
for
really
for the people
expensive.
Who have the facilities to do it. So they, it's like when we were still in a gold-backed currency, people would take the silver coin, the silver dollar coin, and they'd cut it into 8 bits. And so, like, when you hear a when you're watching an old Western, they're saying, like, that's 2 bits. They're talking about 2/8 of a dollar coin.
Oh.
Interesting.
So that's 2 bits. So they cut it into eighths. And what people would do is they take the dollar coin and they'd shave just a little bit off of the edge. And then they cut it into eighths. And they take that shaving and save it. And mm-hmm. so every, you know, 20 or so dollar coins they got, they could make another full dollar coin.
Hmm.
We're talking about the same thing with the penny right now. Since it's so worth so much copper, the copper is worth more. Yeah. So why don't we just destroy the federal currency and sell the copper?
See, why don't, instead of getting the dollar bill, though, instead of getting rid of that or making another coin, why don't we just get rid of the pennies?
I'm all for getting rid of pennies because it's just stupid.
I just get so sick,
like,
of them.
They got rid of those penny gumball machines a long time ago, so the penny is absolutely useless.
That's right, and we have nickels now.
Absolutely.
And quarter. Actually, quarter is basically our new currency, so we could get away with pennies, nickels, and dimes and just go to quarters.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
As weak as the American dollar is, I mean, we can just deal with quarters of it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Moving on from currency debates.
Let's see.
New evidence supports the theory of water on Mercury.
Yes, Mercury, not Mars.
Not Mars. The question is, why the fuck do we care?
I care.
And I thought they were putting all of their...
Because if we know that there's water on Mercury, then that means that there can be water on more planets than
we
think there
just
could be.
Because there's... But
it just means
we know that there was water on Mars, and Mars is way closer than Mercury.
But that it's not about Mars. It's about the fact that there's
how
more water more is likely to be on other planets in the universe.
And how close that is to the sun, and if that can support water, that can probably support life, too.
That's true.
But I thought we were trying to get out of our galaxy, not closer to the burning point of our galaxy.
It's more important to learn like more about the
because
universe in general, though.
Then they have a better idea. Like, we're just searching for this one little section in galaxies that a planet could be that supports life.
But if there's
water on one planet, then that means things can survive in more extreme conditions.
Because there's water there doesn't mean something can survive.
We don't know.
Water's not a living thing.
Like, look, the only thing so far
like
that we know for sure.
Building block to life right now that we know of.
Okay.
Like, right now we only know
Earth.
We're
80%
that's
water?
That's all we
is
can look
we
at
we
right
or
now.
Something?
Yeah, it's high 70s.
Something like a good amount.
Yeah.
Yes, but carbon is the important part right there.
Yes. But I mean,
we need carbon.
Yeah. All right. But I think it's a big
it's like that. I don't know. My thing is, it's a lot like this whole Mars discovery that they say is going to change history books and stuff.
What the fuck is it?
Which they went back on. They reneged on that offer.
Yeah,
it was super funny.
They found water on Mercury. Like, oh, it's not nearly as cool as that.
No, they're like, it's not history book changing, but it's significant. But it's not history book changing. So everyone who's thinking that found Twinkies or Carlos there, they're wrong.
That just means that...
They would not find me there.
They were excited about it. That's why they didn't want to release it right away, because they didn't do all the full tests on it to figure out what it was. So.
Well,
I will not be deported back tomorrow.
At the same time, I kind of like how...
But what if you had a blood alcohol content of 0.3?
A 0.3, Carlos.
Super drunk.
Would I get the sticker?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll print out a sticker for you.
Actually,
you probably
get
be
an
dead
alcohol
by then,
for one of for one of these sessions, just to see what ABV we're at the end, and whoever wins gets a sticker, a gold star.
Oh, Divine has. John was trying to sell me some their new moonshine that they got in last night.
Ugh.
It's like actually in jars, and then some.
I
of
thought
them have
the definition of moonshine was illegal.
Yeah, but that's the new thing. They're actually in jars with like tape around them, so you screw off the.
Wait, are those the ones with like the fruit?
Yeah, some of them have
so
fruit
like
in
fruit
them.
Infused.
But yeah, he was trying to sell that to us. So if you end up getting a breathalyzer here, we can try and figure out where we're at.
Now, that would be kind of fun. We might have to make
an
episode of that.
We'll have to get some moonshine then.
I think you can get like the pocket breathalyzers for like $120.
No, not even. Like, you can get an Alcohawk, which is like a USB one, which costs like $50.
That ain't bad.
No. I mean, it's fantastic. So,
what's City of Heroes?
Okay. So, City of Heroes, NCSoft, City of Heroes is finally shutting down after 7, 8 years?
8 years.
8 years. Okay. It closed down
last night
at
midnight.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it? Yeah.
It's a video
game. It's a massive multiplayer online RPG where people played superheroes. They can make their own, like Captain Hook the Abortioner.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think you could do that, but yeah.
People did. It's not going well.
There was.
God. Hey, we're finally being offensive on the Department of Defense.
We're trying.
Yeah, it's
our
not
damnedest.
Funny, though, today.
I thought that one was great, though. No, like, that was. I had actually read about somebody who made that character.
That's terrible.
Years ago, it was hilarious. They got banned. So
I wonder why.
Kelsey is not approving of this episode. I think we're winning then, right? If she's offended,
yep.
We should be pretty good. So yeah, no, that game is finally is shutting down after eight years.
Yeah, it is
which,
shut down.
Which kind of sucks for the people who've been playing.
Yeah, I mean, there were tweets of people saying, you know, please keep this game alive. I've been playing it for 8 years. I want to continue to play it.
Get a life.
Well, these people have been putting in like $15 a month for the past 8 years.
I don't know. It might have been free to play. I'm not sure.
It went free to play in the past year.
Oh wow!
But so at least 7 of those years. They've been paying $15 a month, which is a lot of money.
But isn't DC free too?
DC Universe is free, correct.
So there's that. And also the fact that if they've gotten that much money over all the years, they could afford to make a new game on top of that then. Like, I would think $15 a month, all those people over all those years.
Yeah. But, I mean.
Yeah, but you still have to think, like, the people who are currently playing, they have to be really disappointed.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. You just leveled your guy to whatever fucking level
you leveled your, you know, your eighth tune or whatever.
Well, like we can put this towards World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Like you got your guy at level what 80 something.
80.
95.
Are they're at 95 now.
90.
Is that the highest you can go?
90. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got your guy at 80. 89. How about?
Yep. And then they cut off the servers completely. So
your hope and dream to get
your
to
hope
level
and
nine,
dreams
yeah.
are gone.
Yeah.
Basically. I hope you have better hopes and dreams than getting the end of World of Warcraft.
Hey,
yeah.
Be nice to our listeners.
No, because you guys aren't. Why should I?
Good point.
Because we're good people.
No,
right?
No,
you're
actually.
Not. Certainly aren't. Not.
Actually, I enjoy that's the taste of their different. Tears.
Wow. Well, because you're an android.
You're a robot. You can't but taste.
That, you know what? Being an android doesn't have any effect on the fact that their tears taste really good.
Right. They're fucking right. delicious, aren't
but
they?
But yeah, last night on Reddit, I went on at like 1 a.m. and our gaming was just full of just people posting like their final screenshots of, you know, Rest in Peace, City of Heroes.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, there was like 50 people on the server when it shut down and they were all sitting in front of like this big building in the main city. I don't know what it was called. I played it for like 20 minutes a couple of years ago and I personally didn't like it. But they were all just like standing in front of this building, just typing the emote /cheer until the server shut down. There was like a bunch of different screenshots, and then it ended with, "You have been forcibly removed from the game. The server is shut down."
Aww. Isn't there,
aww.
Like, some
it's
game
like,
or other? There was, like, some game or other that they kept, or people kept staying on the server, even as the game had ended. Like, people couldn't join again, but as long as people stayed in, they didn't shut the servers down.
That actually is, well, it's kind of like a loophole with most MMOs. Like, if your subscription runs out, so you can technically cancel your subscription and then never log out of the game, and you won't be booted unless there's a server restart or you lose internet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did that with WoW one time because I ran out of money. So I just like
I'm going to stay in. God. I'm going to stay logged in for the 3 days or whatever
and
it takes me to get my paycheck.
Could you still play and everything, too?
Yeah, all I had to do was just make sure I didn't like AFK
turn off
time
your computer.
Out.
Or,
yeah, so
yeah.
I basically just
so you auto ran into a wall.
Auto ran into a corner while I was at school and slept,
Kitty,
until I got enough money and
I
then
like it. I
Kitty,
like it.
Come over here. Stand on my keyboard.
Yes, for once, Cat, please stand on my keyboard. Please stand on my keyboard.
Thank
Every
you, keyboard
time.
Cat. Thank you.
Yeah, I played that game for like a month or two, and then I.
That's about all
that,
I made it.
That was
the only time I played WoW. I was high as shit on painkillers because I had oral surgery. It was awesome for the 3 weeks I was high, and then I sobered up, and I'm like,
this game sucks. Yeah.
This is terrible. All
bad.
These fun colors aren't nearly
well,
as fun.
Well, it's not that bad, but I couldn't get out of the one area, and I'm just like, this is dumb.
See,
I kind of gave up with Cataclysm. They're third expansion. They're on number 4 right now. But the class I played, they pretty much just destroyed.
What?
Yeah, they changed too much. And I was like, yeah, I don't like this anymore. I quit.
I played a warlock up to 75. I enjoyed it. But
level 75?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I've got three at 85.
Well, I just think about how horrible I am at games, and I'm only... Yeah.
It's press buttons. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's really not that hard. It's, you know, WASD 1234.
Oh yeah, that's all the Warlock was like 1234 1234. I'm awesome. All right,
Carlos, you're not.
It sounds like I wouldn't
thank
be
you,
able to get
Casey,
very far in that game
I
at all.
I was not able to guess that.
Anyway, so we're gonna go a little political for a few minutes here.
Ruh-roh.
Well, it's kind of political.
I see New Glarus on there. Exactly. I'm kind of happy.
So New Glarus. The president of New Glarus, Deb Carey, met with 15 other small business owners at the White House, and they met with President Obama and Vice President Biden. They were talking about some sort of crazy issue about small businesses. Who cares? But
the fact that New Glarus got
but
to
you
be
supported
in this.
Small businesses.
I support small businesses, but not when those small businesses support a bad government.
Or if those small
Which
businesses are not
the
ones that
U.S. government in the past 40 them. Years.
Yeah.
But not getting political. She brought them two bottles of Serendipity, which is the beer we tried last week. And in response to those two bottles of Serendipity, the president gave her three bottles of homebrew.
The White House homebrew.
The White House homebrew.
Yeah, but really? Serendipity is an amazing beer. Do you really think that three bottles of shitty homebrew can compare up to?
Have you had this homebrew?
It's
how do you know it's shitty?
Because most homebrew.
No,
is
that
shitty.
Is no. Well,
don't you homebrew?
Our homebrew
exactly.
Is pretty. No, our homebrew is pretty good actually.
Yes, but if I'm comparing it to
I
a commercial,
you
beer,
want really
it's just
you
the
want
fact
an aw-
that he gave them three bottles.
Three
of
bottles.
Actual White House though.
Yeah.
Like, why
but
not
I
six?
A problem.
But the thing is,
he specifically said half a six pack. See, in the article, half a six. Why wouldn't you just give them a full six pack?
That's
okay.
Good.
Well, Serendipity
maybe
is what, a 20-ounce bottle.
It's
a
seven, she's from Wisconsin.
Right, Serendipity is a 750 bottle, right? Which you know
I
is
know
two
is.
And a half bottles of beer.
Okay.
So why can't you give her six bottles of beer? I don't
he
understand.
Would have had to give her five bottles of, I'm guessing his bottles were 12 ounces to
yes.
equal up.
You see,
so the president's a cheapskate.
You're skipping the whole point of how good is this beer, this White House beer?
I don't know. I haven't tried
that.
It.
This is the important part right
and,
there.
And no, I've looked on Beer Advocate, which is the you know the site where everyone rates beer.
Yeah.
I was unable to find the White House homebrew
That's
on there.
Because nobody's tried
he doesn't
it.
Give it to everybody.
So
well,
I
was able to find Serendipity on there.
Maybe. All right, I'm
we
just,
live in Wisconsin.
I'm just guessing here. Maybe he just put the Michelob Golden Light and just took the label off it.
That's probably what he did. But I do believe on our first episode when you did our divine sponsor spiel, didn't you say they had
yeah,
White House brewing kits?
The brew kits in.
Yeah, see, they had the brew kits, so you could brew it better than the White House does.
Yeah,
but you don't really know that.
I don't because he won't release it to the public. Yeah. It's like those birthers, except I'm a home brewer, and I want his beer.
You can right. find the recipe online.
I want his actual beer.
We need WikiLeaks on this.
WikiLeaks Beer Advocate, get on this shit.
Wow.
We need to know the comparative between White House honey brew or their honey ale versus Serendipity. We need to compare those scores to see if New Glarus got ripped off.
How do you know that's a honey ale?
Because
it's
it was
been released to the public.
That's the one they keep releasing to the public.
I don't know, but that's pretty cool. That
no, it is. It is really cool
that she actually brought New Glarus
not,
to the president.
Yeah,
like,
not only this is her second or third year being there.
Okay,
she was also elected Small Business Owner of the Year in Wisconsin a few years in a row. So the fact that New Glarus is there is awesome.
Well, because you can't get New Glarus anywhere else besides Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I'm curious.
Biden actually asked her what she thinks about exports, and she's like, you can't buy my beer in Illinois. That's how I think about exports.
Yeah,
no, that's it is what it is. She's not going to change it.
Exactly.
But I think I'd love it.
New Glarus is awesome, and I love that I live in Wisconsin. Because we can have New Glarus and we can have all these other things.
Well, yeah, people come over. My friends in Chicago go over the border and drive to New Glarus. Well, some of them go to actual New Glarus. They drive over the border and go to the grocery store so they can have it.
Exactly. It's an
amazing
beer. And
I bring it to them when I go, but they can't get it there.
It's,
and that's awesome.
It's a phenomenal beer.
Yep.
And all like there's a lot of great beers on the Hop Coast, which is the West Coast. And all those are exporting finally to Middle America.
Yeah.
So we can get those good beers. Just because we have some amazing beers that we'll just refuse to export outside of the state. And on that note, I feel like we should take a break.
Yes, please.
Because I really need to pee.
I do, too.
Me, too. I get it first.
Oh, no! Oh!
Fuck you guys. I'm a fast pee.
Those girls.
There are two bathrooms in this house. You do know that, right?
There are.
There are.
I smell like pee.
You smell like
no,
pee.
No, Casey cleaned the house not
I
too long
cleaned
ago.
Yeah,
that
the
was
house
a
last
week ago.
Week. I cleaned it again
week
last
ago.
Night.
Okay.
And we're back. What the fuck was that?
I was trying to make a commotion. Well, like we were doing something entertaining.
That seems like
well,
out.
Don't do that again. All right.
Clearly, we were not.
God, I was trying to fool everybody.
Oh, stop throwing shit at me,
stop
Carlos.
Making you fool.
So usually this is where we do a guest segment. And unfortunately, because Sean's a dick.
Drill sergeant.
He's in the... God!
Oh, so you're saying that he can't be in the army and a dick at the same time?
No, he can't. He's my fiancé.
We should have
told him to
Skype in while he was
you're right.
running and
he is,
stuff. And
he
drill.
Is your fiancé. I'm sorry.
Yeah, be nice.
We should only say the stuff like that behind your and his backs.
Absolutely.
But we do kind of have a guest. He's Skyping in, don't we?
We kind of have a guest. We're gonna have Ben Skyping in a moment.
And who is Ben?
Well, Ben's a friend.
Ben's a friend.
But before that, Brennan sent in a news story that I feel like we should talk about.
Yeah. Huh.
Matt, if you would just want to read that off for me.
Because you're too drunk?
Well,
yeah, he's really terrible at reading today.
I'm terrible at reading every day, but nobody stops me.
Okay.
On September 15th, 2011, former United States Marine Corps Sergeant Dakota Meyer was the recipient of a Medal of Honor at the White House. Earlier, when informed of this award over the phone, he requested to share a beer with President Obama. The president accepted the offer, and they drank a bottle of ale on the patio outside the Oval Office, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be fucking
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, I had read about that before, and yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool story. Like that'd be what I'd want if I got a medal from the president. Like, I want a beer.
What would you wear if you had a beer with the president?
Well,
he wore his military outfit.
I figured he would, but you guys aren't in the military. What would you wear?
This
suit.
A suit?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
See, I don't own a suit. So.
We'd
just
get
because
you one.
That's all the pictures I see.
And Ben, I would
either a button down with a tie and
ooh, a flannel suit would be nice.
We have Ben on the line. As
or
well
or
right
a
now.
Corduroy jumpsuit.
No!
Canadian tuxedo.
Not this,
hey Ben,
not this again.
What would you wear to meet the president?
What I wear if I was president?
No, meet the president. If you were going to have a beer with the president.
Oh, God. Not overalls.
Thank God.
What about a jumpsuit made of corduroy?
Say no.
No.
Thank God.
What about parachute pants?
Trained you well.
No.
What about a Canadian tuxedo?
What's that?
All denim.
Would you wear a clock around your neck? A cuckoo one, to be specific?
Then if he asks the time, he'll be just like, look at my
cuckoo.
Watch. Look at my
you know, if you went into that meeting with like a t-shirt and jeans, would you be allowed to accuse the president of overdressing?
No.
Yes. Since he's going to be wearing a suit and a tie no matter what.
Overdressing is better than underdressing.
Yeah. No, but it's his fault, though.
He'd probably like loosen his tie and take off his jacket. All right.
One of the things about being president means that people can blame you for everything.
You guys are speaking too loud
absolutely
right now.
Absolutely not.
Oh, God.
No.
Too loud?
I'm fine.
No, I'm not saying us. I'm talking about them two over there.
Oh, cry me a goddamn.
You're hurting my ears.
I'm always loud.
You see, I thought
it.
My problem was that I talked too quietly all the time. I didn't know I got
well,
that loud.
Well, since we have Ben online, I kind of want to play a game with you guys. It's a new thing that I want
to
try.
Do you have to read?
For a yes, I have to read. I know. It's going to be terrible.
It is.
Why do you hate me, Kelsey? I don't
Why
understand.
Do you hate me?
I don't hate you.
Okay.
I feel like you're lying.
Casey might be lying.
Didn't even answer the question.
We're going to play a game. It's basically a true or false game. I'm going to read a bunch of stories, and they are either true or they are false, and each of you need to decide whether they're true or false. Whoever has the most points at the end wins.
What do we win?
Hey,
No, it's
you
a prize.
Win. Do I win? Button.
Do I win you a win this bottle of Hebrew Sweet 16.
You win half a point of self-respect.
No, no, you get Ooh. You get a bottle of Hebrew Sweet 16 and a Blind Ninja Studios button.
Hey,
this all sounds
or,
like
or
a
Department of Defense button. If
I
you don't
want
have
either
already.
Of those.
Yeah. Well, then don't play.
Ben is anyway. Under 21. I don't think he gets the beer.
He's not.
Right. Yeah, I'm 21.
He's a junior. He has to be 21.
All right, so Ben. Just tell us a little bit about yourself before we start this game.
In college.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'm in college. I'm a junior. That's already been said. Going to Stevens Point, studying music still.
What kind
I'm
of music?
Sorry?
Music education.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you might be able to get a job is what you're saying.
Have you been drinking anything this evening? Or this afternoon, I guess. I don't know what time of day it is.
It's 2 o'clock.
It's too early. To start drinking.
It's never too early to start drinking. I started drinking at 8.
Oh, really?
Because you're an
Every
alcoholic.
Saturday he does this.
This
I'm
not an alcoholic. I'm an alcohol enthusiast.
This is Casey.
When they
we're
say
talking
go
about.
On a diet and you can only drink one day a week, they don't mean the whole fucking day.
I've lost 50
gonna...
pounds this way.
Yeah, but you're still doing too much on one day.
He doesn't eat or drink anything the rest of the week besides that day.
So what's
Plus, you probably drink as much today as most people would in a week anyway. So.
Month. So what's this probably. Game we're going to play here?
Well, first of all, Carlos, will you keep score?
I guess I could try.
All right, here.
You're a robot. You should know how to do this.
Do
so
math.
So just write down all the
technical.
Names.
Boop, boop,
boop, beep. And let me know you're done, and then we will start playing the game.
Fucking robot.
Stop. Shut up and read.
I got to wait for Carlos.
Well,
then
you got
to
tell us
the
rules, too.
All right, so the rules of the game are, I'm going to read a story.
Who's C?
What?
Carlos?
It's K.
What?
Kelsey?
Casey? Is K now?
No, what? I'm not playing.
Where the hell am I?
I know not,
you were
I know
K.
all the answers.
What letter is that?
All we see is him laughing.
Kelsey,
there's
will,
no
will you keep score?
Yeah. GMMCB
Carlos?
Me.
Carlos?
I'm not fucking on
who's
this
Who's G
one.
And who?
Yeah, who's G and who's MMCB?
Matt, do you have a pen?
Well, G, I don't know who G is, but M and M is Matt, and C would be Carlos, and K right. would be Kelsey.
Okay.
Who's G?
G?
Carlos,
am I
Carlos.
G?
No. Carlos,
girl?
Give the pen.
I got
the
give it. Wow. You lost
just
your
girl.
Girl. G for girl.
You think you're so damn funny, huh?
He is pretty fucking funny.
Well, your now name is Carlita.
Is it Carlos?
Carlita.
No, he's a robot.
Carlita,
no
how
sexuality.
You doing tonight, Carlita?
Whatever. He has a sexuality.
I just laughed for the last minute straight so I can live with it.
Girl.
Hitty
oh for
Lupus.
Ben, are having any issues hearing us? We just need.
I really
that.
Hope you are.
Ben.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, all right.
We can't have quiet time, Ben.
We cannot have quiet time. That's for masturbation.
There you know.
You're a rock star.
Get your
Let's
show
play
on.
This game.
Get yeah. paid.
All right, all right. You ready to keep score?
Oh yeah.
Will you pass me the beer.
Oh my
yes.
god.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, you're so high maintenance today.
All right. The first story is
balls.
A golfer tried to wash his balls in a ball washer at a golf course.
Oh, that's
he straddled
sure
the machine,
too.
Dunked his balls, and his buddy turned the crank, resulting in them being wedged into the machine. He fell from the machine, separating his scrotum from his body.
Ooh.
True or false?
Oh, that's so true.
So is this a question that has
Men
it been done,
stupid.
Or how many times?
Yeah,
has
there's
it been
a
done?
Lot of details in there, so I think it's true.
Carlos. True or false?
I'd say true, just because why not?
Kelsey?
True.
False.
Matt. True.
Ben?
False.
He said false.
Ben says false. The answer is false.
Ah.
It is not
ah.
true.
Ah.
So
you
Ben
think of that
and
all
Matt
on your
get
own.
A point, or Speedy get a point. The next one is three Brazilian men were flying a light aircraft at low altitude when an airplane approached. They decided to moon the other plane, lost control, and crashed. They were all found dead with their pants around their ankles.
Oh, my God.
Carlos.
I'm going to say false.
False.
Kelsey?
False.
True.
True.
The answer is false.
Damn it.
Like, this is a not true story.
Well, yeah.
Like, how would they know?
How would they get their pants around their ankles? If they were all just men on the
actually,
plane.
My issue with this was the fact that how were they still, did they still have their pants around the ankles and they still made a mention of it? All right.
That's true, because when they crash, there's jet fuel everywhere and they all burn.
And shit happens when you crash. I mean,
shit happens when you crash.
Wow.
I thought he was trying to trick us.
Just, I don't
know. I
don't even know.
A man searching for a cheap way to get drunk mixed gas and milk together. After he drank the concoction, he fell ill and proceeded to vomit
fucking
into
idiot.
The fireplace, which caused an explosion.
Oh my
him.
God!
True or false?
I want this to be true.
I want this to be. This is true. I gotta say true.
True.
Kelsey? I don't have to say true.
True. Ben?
True.
True. This is actually false.
Damn it!
Oh,
this never
I
actually
knew it.
Happened.
Was, but how great would
that
story
be
have been?
So great.
You got my hopes up.
So
basically.
Nobody wins.
No.
Wow.
Womp womp.
All right. A man died from rattlesnake bites after he and his friend found the snake and started playing catch with it. The friend was hospitalized. True or false?
True.
True.
People are stupid, so yeah, true.
True.
Ben?
True. True.
It is true. Everyone gets a point.
There wasn't another true question before that, so someone had to come in.
Hey, Kelsey,
logical, Matthew.
I like how you're very logical. I like how you're using the G category for yourself.
G for great.
Yep.
You tell yourself that.
A lawyer demonstrating the safety of skyscraper windows took a run at the window. It popped out, and he plunged to his death from the 24th floor. True or false?
True.
True.
False.
False.
Ben?
True.
It is true.
Damn.
I've heard the story
God,
before.
That sucks.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways. I've heard it both ways before, that people have just run at the windows and just bounced off because that glass is like an inch.
No, it's super thick. It was a fault in the glass, but he did plunge to his death.
Yeah. It's supposed to, you're supposed to bounce right off it, but it didn't in this case.
No, because he'd done it before. He'd done it like, you know, six or seven times before. And then this one time that he was doing it, he plunged to his death. Mm-hmm. Do you want to drink this shitty beer? Because we still have half a bottle left.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And then another bottle.
I don't like beer.
That's unopened. Because
that
shit's
gross.
Maybe if we age it for like a year.
No.
Could you mix it with something?
Other beer, maybe.
Yeah, like pour some of that shit in a glass and pour that
now,
into it.
This is in the top 50 brewers in the world, though.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
I feel
the brewer
like
could be in there, but that
one.
Beer is
okay,
not.
This sounds really gross, but I feel like maybe milk, like do a second drink of milk, like a little swig of milk after you take a drink of that.
That sounds fucking gross.
I know it sounds gross, but I think it could be good.
You want to drink? You want to make some gasoline with that milk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and spew it into
a fireplace?
Jesus.
No, we do not actually.
You hold the match out and I'll
wish
puke on it.
It's fucking cold in here.
It's not that cold, is it?
I'm wearing my pea coat. With two scarves on.
It's called the jacket and you wear a scarf all year round.
It's a pea coat. I have two scarves on.
Pea
I have a
are
scarf
awesome.
Underneath
Why?
My scarf.
Wow.
Hey.
It's cold.
Hey,
I don't wear a scarf in the summertime.
No, I killed the heat because I thought it was too warm.
And it's
you're a
loud.
Fucker.
65 degrees is way too much for it to be inside the house.
It's not 65 degrees outside.
I know. I dropped the heat on the inside of the house, too.
I think 65 in a house is too cold.
Yeah,
wow.
It is.
Carry
65
on.
Is the right
But I'm fine right now.
Anyway.
Next.
We keep ours like 62.
A man was out shooting signs with his shotgun and saw a cactus. He stood about 10 feet away and started blasting away. The cactus fell towards him, crushed him, and impaled him, and he died. True or false?
I'll go with true. I like this
False.
Story.
False.
False.
Fucking open.
Ben?
False.
The story is actually true.
Oh, my God.
How did he die from that?
He got impaled by a cactus.
Yeah, but...
And
a cactus that big? Those things got to be huge.
Those things are huge?
Yes.
And there was nobody else around, so
yeah,
he bled to
so
death.
So he just bled to death.
Oh, can you just imagine
with
your thoughts going through your head?
Wounds. Oh, my God.
Just imagine
probably
thoughts going through
on him still.
He's probably thinking, oh, God, why did I do this? Oh, God. Oh, God, why?
I'm guessing alcohol was involved.
Probably.
What is it not involved with firearms
and
accidents?
Cactuses.
Cacti.
Especially cactuses.
Cacti.
Like, there's a bunch of cacti in the desert.
Even ready for the next one?
Even in town here.
Yes,
in Oklahoma.
Just do the next one. Please.
Bacon.
A man was eating a lollipop when he was in a car crash. The airbag deployed and forced the lollipop down his throat. The man then suffocated before help arrived. True or false?
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Carlos?
Come on, Carlita.
I'm going to go. I'll go with false.
Oh, true.
False.
True.
Ben?
True.
If only he died of diabetes.
It was actually false.
Oh, damn. Thank God.
That never actually happened.
Oh, that was. Oh, that's so sad.
Why are you going, thank God?
I could
God?
See it happening, though.
It would be terrible. I feel like it's very plausible.
I could see it happening.
It's very plausible, but it hasn't been reported.
It's kind of like running with scissors.
I was just thinking the whole fact that what kind of a man would be caught dead with a lollipop in his
mouth. All right. Here's a good one that I think you guys will enjoy. A man was at his bachelor party, extremely intoxicated. A rather large-breasted stripper began giving him a lap dance, shaking her breasts into his face. The man kept burying his face into her large cleavage. Eventually, his friends noticed that he had stopped moving. He had suffocated in her breasts.
Oh, my God.
True or false?
You know, I'm going to have to go with true, and just because it's more funny that way.
It is.
Yeah, I'll say true.
False.
True.
Ben?
False.
That actually never happened.
Damn
it. Is false.
That was actually on CSI one time.
No way.
It was something very similar to that, yeah. It was something like they were at a convention for, like, large women, and she, like, fell on top of somebody that she was having sex with, and, like, he couldn't move.
Oh,
and he, like,
God.
Literally suffocated to death because she was laying on his chest cavity.
They had a whole episode about that?
Pretty much, yeah. It was.
Oh, yeah. Television these days. It's just wonderful.
The thing is, it was
television
like
7 years
ago.
Wonderful.
It was like 7 years ago. And they're on like season 14 by now. They run out of ideas a long
time.
All right.
There are only two questions left. What's the score right now?
They have the glasses guy now.
Carlos is leading at 6. Then Matt and Ben at 5.
I
then
didn't
I'm
even
at
think
3.
We did 6 questions.
Matthew is at 1.
Okay. So Speedy's at 5. And Ben's at 5.
Did
Carlita's at 6.
You got all of them right?
Oh, no, he's at 5. I'm a liar.
How many questions have you read?
There's only 5.
So how is he?
I have read
Carlos
8.
Has got every single one right?
No. I've read 8 so far.
Oh, okay. So you got
So Carlita, Speedy, and Ben are at 5.
And I got nowhere to go.
The rest of you at 4?
I have 3. Ooh. Matthew has 1.
Oh. Matt, you suck at this game.
Shit!
So how am I in the lead?
All right, there are 2 questions left.
Black you're tied magic. For the
no,
lead.
No, you're tied for the lead.
How is he in the lead?
I'm not really sure. He's a robot.
Yeah.
Here is the second to last question. A boy wanting to scare people on a hayride decided to take the place of a hanging skeleton. When he placed the noose around his neck, he wasn't heavy enough, and the branch bent back up, hanging him.
True.
That's so sad. I bet it's true.
False.
Ben?
True.
That story is true.
Oh! Damn it! God, that's terrible.
I wish you guys could have saw Carlos's face there. That was just the most deceitful laugh ever.
Yeah, it was. God, that's so sad.
What? I can't take pleasure in somebody else dying. And
all
right.
No,
me,
you fucker. It was a stranger.
Giving me a victory. I'm sorry.
Where are we, score-wise?
Carlos is in the lead.
By how many?
He's 1. Got 6.
But Ben should have 6 too, right?
Yes, he does.
Okay. So it's Ben.
So they're both tied.
So it's Ben and Carlos. This question is between Ben and Carlos. This
well, we're still going to answer.
Yeah, you guys can still answer, but this is the tiebreaker right here.
Ben, I need this. I need this.
You live with him. You get all the beer you want.
Good fucking call.
An Austrian.
He probably already stole a button.
All right.
Probably.
He did. All right. An Austrian circus dwarf bounced sideways from a trampoline and landed in a hippopotamus's mouth. The hippo's gag reflex caused it to swallow the dwarf. The 7,000 attendees thought it was part of the act until the circus performers realized what had happened. The circus dwarf died.
Jesus Christ. False.
I don't even know where to
hey,
start
babe, you
with
okay
that.
Over there?
Nope.
What?
No.
True or false, Carlos?
You know
I
what?
Would love to see that.
So would I.
That would be one hell of an act. I'll go with true.
Oh,
I would pay $5.
Wait, let's go to Ben and them first. Ben and him first.
Ben.
False.
Okay, now let's do us. Just so they don't have any. Go ahead.
False.
The answer is false.
Ben.
Ben wins.
No.
Woo! I'll send you a button in the mail, Ben.
Actually, okay. Around Christmas, we'll be coming back. So
wait, yeah, Ben.
Oh,
here.
I can just give it that.
When are you coming back to town?
We'll also get you some cider.
We also have a bottle of Sweet 16 Hebrew for you.
Don't drink it.
No, it's the winner. Winner, chicken dinner. Ben, how did you win this contest? Please give your speech.
Well, you see, I disagreed with Carlos on the last one, and typically that seems to be the way to go.
Right, you are, Ben. Right, you are, Ben.
Very nice.
Ben disagreeing with Carlos is quite entertaining, especially their torch versus laser fight they had.
Yes. Oh, you guys missed.
Oh, my God.
Ben, what's better, a torch or a laser?
Well, it was a flashlight, but...
Yes, a flashlight. Just wait. Wait. Just so we can announce to the outside world, we all went camping together, and it was a very drunken night.
Oh, we all were there.
We were there.
Yes.
What side was I on?
You were on
the laser.
Yeah.
All right.
And they were fighting over which was better and like which could, was it like kind of Indiana Jones, which could solve the crime best or be the best in a fight, a laser or a flashlight?
I don't remember it very well because I was pretty
Carlos,
drunk.
Yeah, Ben was pretty sober. Ben, what happened?
Probably not a good
what do you mean
side
pretty
to be
sober?
On.
He doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink. Yeah, Ben, you were sober. What happened actually?
Well, I made a torch out of
toilet paper,
a branch, and a bottle and toilet paper and everything. And Carlos had a flashlight, and we were trying to figure out which one would be better to have.
Are you sure I didn't?
I'm pretty sure fire would trump
batteries. So it was like so it was an actual flashlight over not a laser pointer.
No, it was just a regular flashlight.
So you had the torch, you had the flashlight. Okay, I was wrong. But you guys should have been there, listeners. It was hilarious.
Oh,
it was basically, I'm going to burn you with my fire. I'm going to blind you with my flashlight.
No, because I can burn you first. And then when I burn you, you won't be able to use your flashlight.
You know, if it was one of those giant Meg lights, I'd have won hands down.
Because you could beat him to death with it.
I'm sorry. Yes,
that's like
right.
A brick, just boom.
These things weigh like 5 pounds.
All right. I still have a stick.
That's true.
Didn't reach me.
I was not able to let you win. I had to take the opposite side, just like you had with the last question, you bastard.
Well, I guess.
We have an ending.
You're in the microphone.
I don't know. I got nothing. Anyway, so, Ben, you definitely won this contest of wits with Carlos. So you have
congratulations.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us on this edition of True or False. And we will definitely have to do this again. Did you guys enjoy this?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
It was fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye, Ben.
See you later.
Yeah.
Skype out.
I like the part where I didn't win.
That was
so
my
close.
That was my favorite part.
I also enjoyed
so
that part.
I just love that feeling every time I feel it.
Because if you won, I'd have to drink this bottle of Hebrew.
Not even give it to him.
Dodge the bullet.
Not even give it to him. All right. And we have a question of the week from Carlos this week.
Again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you're asking me what the... All right,
yeah. Yes.
So, if you could have any item from any work of fiction, what
movies,
would it be?
Movies, music, books.
So, any item that, like, was in a movie or book or
like
music.
For example, I want a lightsaber so I can, you know, toast my bread as I slice it.
I want a sonic screwdriver so I can short out your lightsaber.
All right, if you had the lightsaber, though. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if you had the lightsaber, you'd lose half your bread cutting it and vaporizing it.
No, see, it's the special lightsaber from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy the Trillion used.
That is less useful, though.
Speaking
of the mini one.
Speaking of lightsabers, I'm looking at doing another D&D or another D20 game via Star Wars, and I'm also looking at doing another show.
Ooh, what's the show idea?
Well, we're looking at combining the two ideas. I don't want to reveal it quite yet. What did you throw at me?
Paper.
Why would you
paper
do that?
Airplanes.
But you guys need to stay tuned for the next show. I feel like it's going to be really good. It's going to bring in a lot of listeners, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Give us something.
We're looking at doing sort of an interactive storytelling show, different from month to month.
Do you have to read?
No.
Do I? Wow. No faith in the Ellsworth school system.
No, seriously not.
All right, it requires at least a fourth grade reading level.
I pronounced 90% of these words correctly.
That's so
punctuation's the
A-.
problem. All right, so we have the question of the week. Next week, we are talking with Eric Littlejohn.
Maybe.
Maybe. About European bar food. If Eric Littlejohn cannot make it, because he bailed on us before.
We're
going to do Sean Mathis, who's supposed to be here today.
But he bailed on us.
Finally
so fuck
do
that
the
guy.
Redemption of
we're
going to
do the redemption of the fucking mojito.
Sometime soon.
We just really
I really
need
don't
to.
Understand how you can fuck that up.
Well, we don't either. So he needs to he needs to redeem himself.
So I wasn't here for that. How did he fuck it up?
Too much club soda.
Too much club soda.
Really?
It was like half club soda.
It was way too much.
There was
club
something
soda.
Wrong.
Like I was gonna say, like if it was like too much alcohol,
she's
I mean
a bartender.
That it was too much alcohol.
Not anymore.
That has a benefit.
In River
not
Falls,
anymore.
That doesn't mean much.
I thought we had an ending song to talk about.
Is yeah, no, this was his last week at Corner.
Isn't he in Ellsworth now though?
No. He quit that a few months ago.
Oh.
He's gonna try and get a 9-to-5 job.
Yep. So he can
what?
Be here every weekend. Because Sean is quite entertaining. And then next week's beer, I really want to do Lagunitas a little something-something.
Something-something. And also, well, that'll be brought to us by Divine, right? And they just to bring you up, they have new drinks and new beers in. A new one caught from the brewery. There's two new ones from the brewery, actually. Miles said they're really good. I want to try them. Clown Shoes has a new one. I can't remember what it's called, but the pitcher was one of the best pitchers I've ever seen. It was a half unicorn, half dragon on top of a castle.
That sounds amazing.
It looked amazing, but then I went for the Hebrew, which we probably should have done with the unicorn, half dragon.
No,
absolutely.
No. But we got a lot of Jew jokes out of that
we
one.
We did
so
get a
you
lot of Jew
had
jokes.
To go for the Jew one.
They also got a new beer. Well, I don't know if it's really new, but it's called Bad Elf Beer. There's like three different kinds, just in time for the holidays. So if you want a bad elf. Also, they got a bunch of moonshine in now. And like we were talking about earlier, the moonshine illegal. Well, they got past it somehow. I don't really know how. It's actually in a jar, though, and you get to screw off the top. Some of them have fruit in them. Some of them.
It's probably not real moonshine.
Yeah, but that could be a fun tasting, though.
I think he said it was like 120 proof.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah. That could be a really bad episode.
And then
maybe beer tasted the end of the episode.
John,
yeah.
John pointed out the three of them. You're supposed to kind of like taste them all together so it brings out a flavor and everything.
Oh, you know what? That could make sense, yeah.
I just think the whole idea of putting it in a jar and everything is...
So,
yeah, 120 proof is, what, 60% alcohol? I'm pretty sure...
That'll start on fire immediately.
I'm pretty sure moonshine is like 95 plus real moonshine.
Yeah.
95...
No,
95% plus.
Yes. Yeah. No, definitely. Like
if not
Everclear.
100.
So what
or
would you
151?
What would the proof be then for like real moonshine?
Probably like 198.
Oh Jesus
yes.
Christ.
No, almost 200 proof.
But yeah, so Divine has a bunch of new beer in. Go there. Go buy some shit.
Buy all the
say hello to John from us.
Exactly.
Tell him we told you about him and
yeah, tell John that Blind Ninja Studios sent you. So he keeps giving us discounts on alcohol.
Oh, he gives you discounts if I say
no,
I went there?
No,
he gives me discounts.
You're a fucker.
Yes, I am.
I'm telling him I was at the podcast today. Then I'm going to show my tits and I'm going to get it for free.
Well, if you show your tits,
of
course you'll get it for free. And I really want your feedback from this episode and our previous. And I kind of want to know what you want to see on the show.
Yeah, what to change,
And any guests you'd like to see on the show.
If you
want to
be
them.
A guest.
If you want to be a guest, let us know. Send us an email at feedback@blindninjastudios.com. Find us on Facebook at Blind Ninja Studios. Or follow us on Twitter at blind_ninja on Twitter. And... I think that's about it. You guys have anything to add?
If you don't send us feedback, you're not going to see any change at all.
that is true.
Put it straight and forward. Right
Very there. Straight and forward.
Thanks, Carlita.
Carlita!
All right. We will see you next week with Eric Littlejohn, hopefully.
Have a good week.
Eric.